This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. On Friday, the State Department of Public Health reported the highest single-day number of new confirmed COVID-19 cases since early January. The seven-day average positivity rate in Massachusetts reached 5.77%. With the emergence of the highly transmissible Omicron variant of the coronavirus and the Christmas-New Year holiday season upon us, the degree of difficulty is increasing as we navigate the pandemic. Shan So Lin is the managing director of Pharos Global Health Advisors, a nonprofit based in Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with masks. With this highly transmissible variant, how well do cloth masks work? Are surgical masks more effective? K95 masks? What is your take?
Well, masks are still one of the most important things that we can do to protect ourselves against coronavirus. Unfortunately, with the very high transmissibility of Omicron and Delta, everyone should be wearing the very best mask possible. So I don't think cloth masks are going to cut it anymore. You know, KN95s and even KF94 masks, the Korean paper version, are readily available now compared to last year. If you don't have access to either of those, then a surgical mask doubled up with a cloth one, you know, is better. And if you only have a cloth mask, then wear that. But really, everyone should be doing the best they can and wearing the strongest mask that they can find.
How should we be thinking about holiday get-togethers? You say that if people would be willing, wearing masks would be helpful. What else can you say in terms of vaccines, boosters, testing, distancing, indoors and outdoors?
Well, again, I don't have an optimistic message. People can't have their cake and eat it too. We're still in a war with coronavirus, and right now it's winning. I understand too that people need to live their lives. This is really not quite the same as the holiday season last year in 2020, now that we have vaccines available to us. So when thinking about gathering with loved ones and friends, the first thing I would think about is, you know, is it worth the risk? And how do I make the risk that exists as low as possible? I would strongly recommend that people not socialize with unvaccinated people indoors. If you have to do that, then I would suggest being outside as much as possible. But realize that the threat is real. This is probably the most dangerous time in some ways for us in Massachusetts with the rising case counts. We haven't peaked yet, and we're still on a vertical climb. So really, everyone should be extremely cautious. And, you know, a holiday really isn't worth getting terribly sick or losing a loved one to something that was otherwise preventable.
From just about everything I've seen, vaccine booster shots seem to be key for creating more powerful barriers to transmission of the Omicron variant. How important would you say the boosters are, and what do you think booster policies should be?
Well, I think everyone should know that boosters are far more important now than was even realized maybe a month or two ago when boosters started becoming more widely available. Fully vaccinated now means boosted. So everyone needs to get three shots. If you had one of the mRNA vaccines of either Pfizer or Moderna, if you had J&J, it's strongly recommended that you get boosted with an mRNA vaccine as well. Two shots just aren't enough in the face of Omicron now, and also what we now know about booster protection waning.
Governor Baker has said he is not imposing a statewide mask mandate for indoor public spaces in Massachusetts. What do you think about that?
I think that's terribly wrong. Masks are cheap. They're widely available now for everybody. And there's just overwhelming evidence that show that they work. But unfortunately, they only work if everyone does it. And leaving it up to individual cities and towns is ridiculous. And he's failing as a leader. His job as governor of Massachusetts is to make sure that all of us are safe.
If you had to sum up one take-home message for folks who do plan to gather in some way this week, what would that be?
Know that this is probably the most dangerous time ever in the course of the pandemic to get COVID. I think that just with the incredible transmissibility of Omicron, everyone should realize that they're probably going to be exposed. And if you're going to be exposed, the safest way to do that is with three shots, or if you had J&J, one shot of J&J and one with an mRNA vaccine and a mask on your face.
Shanso Lin, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Shanso Lin is the managing director of Pharos Global Health Advisors in Boston.